Intimacy, as it's thought of in the world, obviously, is an experience between two separate bodies, two separate people. You know, and intimacy is obviously seen as a very positive thing. And very very often people will talk about a fear of intimacy, so that you'll have a couple, friends or whatever, who are afraid to get truly intimate with each other, which means that they hold things back from each other, that there's a fear of kind of sharing with each other. But it's very much seen as an experience that's person to person. Well, the Course never specifically addresses this. One would say from the perspective of the Course that learning how to trust another person would also be this entry point, would be like the bottom of the ladder. There's a great deal in the Course, as everyone knows, on relationships. That's really the focus of our classroom, because our relationships here, one body to another body, are the reflection of the relationship in our mind with either the ego or the Holy Spirit. And since we are not aware we have a mind, we're not aware of there being an ego thought system that's in our mind, we're not aware of there being a Holy Spirit that's in our mind, we need the experiences with each other that seem to be outside, that seem to be real and outside, between me as a separate person and you as a separate person. We need these as the classroom that teaches us that this is, again, just a reflection or a shadowy fragment of the real relationship in our minds, which is either with the ego or the Holy Spirit. And if it's with the Holy Spirit, then that becomes the reflection of our real relationship with God. Now, that's the true intimacy. So true intimacy, if the Course would use that word, would be the intimacy of God and Christ. That's the Song of Prayer. That's the oneness. Right? But again, the Course would never use a word like intimacy, because it suggests two separate people. But again, if the Course did, the true intimacy would be the experience of that Song of Prayer. The perfect unity, the loving oneness of Creator and created. That's who we truly are. What happened to that true intimacy, right, is that we became afraid of it. Because in that intimacy, there's no individuality. There's no I in that intimacy in heaven. So we then introduce separation. Right. And then the ego says, I know there's something missing, and I know there's something wrong, and I know there's a sense of lack that you have, what the Course refers to as the scarcity principle. So what we're going to do is that we're going to make up a world, and we're going to make up lots of other bodies, and you're going to find in these other bodies what you lack. And I'm going to teach you how to join with them, and I'll teach you all the dynamics of special relationships, so that you will learn how to join with someone else so you can get the love, the innocence, the truth, the abundance, the fullness that is lacking. Now, of course, ego never wants us to understand that what is lacking is what we threw away. But in truth, we never really threw it away. It's there waiting for us, buried in our minds, and all we have to do is ask for help to get there. So the ego never lets us know that the true abundance is within us, held there by the memory of the Holy Spirit. And instead, the ego says, you'll never get that back. It's gone. But I can help you get it from someone else. Right? And so when people feel, right, that they could be really intimate with someone and trust someone, and it feels very good when it works, that's the illusion. I've gotten it. Right? That's what's in back of Jesus saying, if you knew your special relationship was a triumph over God, would you want it? If you knew that your intimacy with another person was a triumph over God, would you want it? All right. On the other hand, while we don't want to make a God and worship at the altar of intimacy here, we nonetheless want to use our lack of intimacy here as a way of getting rid of the blocks in our mind that prevent us from remembering our true intimacy with God, namely that the separation never happened and we remain at one with Him. Therefore, it is helpful to pay attention to your fear here as a body, as a personality, your fear of intimacy with another person. Now, that comes in all kinds of forms. And the solution has nothing to do with form, mastering a form of intimacy as opposed to another, whatever. But what is important is to understand that the fear of intimacy, right, is a reflection of the original fear that says, if I'm not careful, I'll be swallowed up. In other words, our ancient question, what about me? So my fear would be, if I'm in a relationship with you, if I really let myself become vulnerable, if I let myself share with you, if I don't have any barriers between myself and you, I'll be swallowed up and I'll disappear. And that harks back to that original fear. If I acknowledge my true intimacy with God, I will disappear. So therefore, I will pull away. Now, one of the things that will help me pull away, because my ego is very, very helpful to me, one of the things that will help me pull away is that I will have in my life all kinds of very bad and bitter and painful experiences where people have hurt me, where I've been abused. And one of the reasons, one of the favorite ego scripts is child abuse. All right, because children want that intimacy with their parents, want to feel totally trusting of their parents, totally safe in the presence of their parents, totally accepted, totally loved. That there's nothing they could not say to their parents because their parents would always be there for them and love them. So how perfect it is from the ego's point of view to have abusive parents. Parents who don't care about you, who abandon you, who neglect you, who abuse you sexually, who abuse you emotionally, who abuse you by just keeping an emotional distance from you. Who as soon as you say something about yourself, they slap you or they reject you. Right? How perfect that is, because that's what you use as a justification for not getting close to anybody. You see, you say, if I get close to you, I'll be hurt. Because I have a long history now of how people have done that. Both when I've been a child and when I've been an adult. You can't trust people because all they care about is themselves. All they care about is what they can get from you. They don't love you for who you are. They love you for what they can get from you. Well, that's certainly true. But of whom in that world, in this world, is that not true? We use all that as a way of justifying our original flight from intimacy. When we had to preserve our newly won independence and our individuality by running away from God. And our ego then tells us, if you stay with God, if you return to him, you'll be swallowed up into oblivion. You'll either be punished and destroyed, or you'll just be swallowed up and you'll disappear. So when the Holy Spirit tells us, as Jesus does near the end of the workbook, that we'll disappear into the heart of God, that's the worst thing for us to hear. I don't want to disappear into the heart of God. I don't want to be truly intimate. I don't want to be part of perfect oneness where there are no barriers. I will disappear. I will disappear. And I want to preserve that I. So we act that out with everybody here. The goal is not that you be intimate with people here. The goal is that you use your fear of intimacy with people here as a way of getting you back to the original fear of intimacy. A way of getting you back to that fear of being in the presence of love.